Now, we have some news from RNIB around employment. More opportunities to take part in the See Work Differently work placements. And to tell us more, we are with us Heather Barbara. Thanks for joining us, Heather.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me, Alan.
So we're looking at recruitment, Heather, but specifically we're looking at an offering of some work placements.
That's right, yes. Yeah. So it's the See Work Differently work placement programme. And through the programme, we offer short-term paid work placements for people with sight loss who haven't already participated with the programme and are currently not in paid employment. So that could be a first job for somebody or a return to work. And the programme itself offers 150 hours of flexible work experience. This would typically be over 10 weeks to 15 hours a week, although alternative schedules, you know, can be agreed.
All right, so a good opportunity, as you say, to get into work. If you haven't been there for a while, you're looking for work at the moment. They're going to be in a working environment as well. So what sort of support will they get there?
Participants would get support, obviously, you know, initially through their line manager and the team that they'd be working within. But from the programme team, we would be offering IT training and help with assistive technology to build people's skills a wee bit. Maybe kind of brush up on things that you've maybe, you know, have kind of fallen away in the time you've not been in the workplace. There'd be a job search guidance, which would be during the placement and also for a period afterwards. Sometimes people carrying out these placements have moved into, you know, they've got a job offer before they finish the placement. Sometimes they haven't. So we've got a period following the placement where we would support people to hopefully move into work following their placement. There's also access to a range of really good resources through the See Work Differently SharePoint Hub that people will have access to. So within that, you can hear from people who've already completed placements. There's a self-assessment tool for people to gauge their progress from start to finish and look at what they still need to perhaps focus on as they leave their placement. There's a logbook to record, you know, your learning through the programme and help identify things that you perhaps still need to work on. There's access to our Job Seekers e-learning course, and there's a section as well that gives you technology training and some tips as well. So quite a good experience from the hub.
Now, I know you're looking in the future to expand these as well, but you've got ones that are live at the moment and you're going to spread some of those around the UK as well. We're going to talk about, well, highlight five for now. So what are they and where are they?
One of the placements is based in Scotland at our Hillside Crescent head office in Edinburgh, and that's a reception role. We have a placement in Derry in Northern Ireland, and that's in the social action team for Northern Ireland. And the other three are remote, so people could work from home if they're not local to an RNIB office. And these ones are within our enterprises team doing like retail sales coordinator work. We have a policy assistant role within policy campaigns and social action. And we also have an admin support worker with our advice service.
Great selection in there. And the remote offerings, it is quite good, as you say, if you're not near an office as well. Because I suppose workplaces are a bit like that now, aren't they? They're very hybrid and there's a lot of opportunities now to work from home, which I suppose could suit some people, especially perhaps if they're in maybe more rural or remote areas. Public transport is a bit of a problem for them.
Absolutely. And I think that's the thing, Alan. Certainly within RNIB, you know, we have teams that are spread across the whole of the UK. And you're right, we're not always close to an office. So it just means that it gives people an opportunity to work remotely if they're not in a set location.
Absolutely. I'm sure many people will enjoy that one. I quite like that one myself, actually, to be fair. you're looking to expand these as we go forward. We will get back in touch with you again when there are more of these offerings and some other employment stuff as well. But if people are interested in any of these five, is there a deadline? What do they have to do to apply?
So these vacancies will be advertised on the RNIB careers page of our website, and they're being advertised this week. So from Monday the 20th, with the final one being advertised on Thursday the 23rd. Each of the vacancies will be live for 1 week. So there's not a huge amount of time to get your application in. The application is a CV and a statement to say why you would be suited to the role. So it's quite a basic application.
You can find the RNIB website, those job pages, by going to rnib.org.uk/jobs, and Heather will be happy to help. But thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.